40 Wings post-game interview.
Well, Reigns, we're all a little bit speechless. I know you certainly are, but it's just been an incredible 4 weeks. We just can't say this enough, that you would come from a final round where you had to win against almost top of the ladder, Newtown, to get in. And then week after week, you have produced some exceptional footy. You have fought it out, grit, determination, and now you finish up with the ultimate prize. Congratulations. You are a premiership coach.
Thanks, Birchie. Yeah, it's an amazing feeling, a bit like CJ. It's a bit surreal at this point in time, and I'm sure it's going to sink in over the coming couple of days together as we celebrate as a group. But it's just full credit, I think, to the full club in the, I guess, the direction that was chosen, the fact we're able to reset, the framework that was provided, where we were able to create an environment where everyone did feel a part of it. No separation, no leadership group, no hierarchy. Just a really good blend of players that wanted to be involved at the club and eventually play their part. So, and to get on a roll, like you know, it's this time of the year that you need your momentum, and perhaps going into that do or die element week in, week out was what this group needed, because it sort of brought them even closer together than what they were. But I think it started to give them a bit of a thirst for the enjoyment that came from grinding out some of those tough wins against quality opposition in really trying conditions. And we've done that 4 weeks in a row, and then had to come out and beat, you know, a ladder leader on a big deck, on a big ground, on a day that was, you know, reasonably good, in particular in the first half. I just thought our boys' application was truly outstanding, and you know, Bose and I are obviously extremely proud of the performance, but genuinely a bit lost for words as well.
What was going through your mind halfway through that last quarter when Joey's probably came at you and threw their best punch, and it was game back on? There was still plenty of time on the clock. What was the thought process?
And to their credit, I thought they threw a little bit of chaos to the ground. I think when the opposition do throw a bit of chaos in regards to personnel and some moves and some shifts, it's hard to counter that from a coaching point of view. So it's, you know, you've got to relay messages, you've got to get matchups. There's a whole range of things that have to happen. And then you're obviously hand over to the players to a degree in regards to, can they handle the situation and can they, you know, find a way to get through it. And I just thought our back six or seven all day were really outstanding, and I'm not too sure what the inside 50 count will end up being, but I think credit to those guys, and they were just able to sort of continually repel right from the get-go. So listen, it was, yeah, full credit to Joey's. They certainly did everything they could in the end to try and, you know, steal it, I suppose. But, very satisfying to see the boys grit it out.
Keith, congratulations again. What does it mean to share this with Dad? I know you won in 22 and Dad was backline coach, but is it a little bit more special that, you know, he's in the head role with Bose and you're a player underneath him, and you get this opportunity to share a bond that, you know, with the 21 blokes you played with, but also with Dad, that, you know, just means a little bit more?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, there's some players that don't get to play in one. And to be able to play in one, obviously under the old man, and get the job done, it's super special. So the other one would obviously be my Pop, who passed away in 2022. So to do it for him today as well. And, you know, we're a very tight family. So it means a lot. So it was awesome.
Keaton, congratulations. Great win. Lukey, just congratulations to you, of course, too, mate. But we talk about, you're talking about your back half, and it was probably the theme all day that we discussed, and how well organised, you know, you hear in footy how organised someone is behind the ball, but being organised behind the ball is when St. Joseph's looks up and all they see is a really good defensive structure of all St. Mary's jumpers, and they've got nowhere to kick. And basically, because the pressure was so good up the ground, it played into your hands and you just rebounded every time.
Yeah, no, I think I think Ryan Pendlebury's been a real asset to us, but importantly, we've had multiple players now step up from a leadership point of view, and Keats has got a good voice, Chipper's got a really good voice, Charlie Sprague's got a great voice now. So these guys have really sort of grown in their own leadership attributes throughout the year as well, and I think when you're connected with voice and communication as a back six, you can genuinely be well organised each and every time, but also feel like you're just not defending alone, you're always defending together. So again, the boys did a great job, and I think the ability for our mids to get back and then potentially transition a little bit on the oppo was a real trend, in particular in that sort of first 2.5 quarters.
We looked through the team list at the end of the game, and we all said, well, who are we going to give best on ground to, or who are we going to give this to? But it was really hard to decide because of the evenness and the spread of the 22. Everyone just playing their role. You took some wounded soldiers in there, but everyone just done their job today.
Yeah, I'll take over from Reigns. Spot on. I think that's throughout the whole year, the team balance has been a bit like that. There's always been players that have been standing out, but even today, it just shows you at key moments. Alan McDonald in the back half gets a stoppage for us when they'll get momentum. You got Fletchy's running sort of 80% game time. You got Raz comes up after a broken nose and does his little bit. So I think throughout the whole year, today was symbolism of that whole year, that everyone just performed at their level, and finding hard players, finding best players throughout the year has been very, very challenging, and today was no different.
Keeds, congratulations. I can just hear the clinking of the medals. Well done. That sounds like a very nice little thing. Well, do you think there will be a fine coming because you got best on ground? I know the team's very tight. They don't like individual accolades going around. Do you think there'll be a fine placed with that best on ground medal?
Yeah, I think there'll be a couple of boys stealing a few of those off my neck, I think. So, yeah, they'll go in the bag. And, it was obviously pretty awesome, pretty unexpected. I was pretty locked into playing my role today on a serious footballer in Hunter. So, it was pretty awesome. And, yeah, to know Fop and obviously his old man, it was even more special. So, yeah, it was great.
Well done. And to the coaches, to Bose and to Reigns, fantastic effort. I just wanted to mention one thing that I thought typified what happened today for you as a club. Sam Christensen went back to the twos and won the medal. Like, that for me says that the club's in a pretty strong position.
Yeah, that was and Chriso's been outstanding this year. He's had his moments. Reigns and I had a chat to Chriso on Wednesday. Very, very challenging conversation. And he just stood up today. He was fantastic in the dev. And also there were some dev guys that missed out as well that we had to speak to on the Wednesday. So there's a few of those guys that were here today, hanging out with their mates, cheering them on. And certainly Chriso with us, he's been a key part. But again, that's footy. You've got to make tough decisions, and we'd make that decision all over again. But Chriso and the way that he responded, he's with the boys. He was singing songs. He's one of us. He's a Saints man, and his attitude has been terrific the last couple of days, and today performed mightily in the dev team.
Guys, it's Matt Dowling up here. Congratulations to all three of you. Keeds, I'll start with you. Just from a playing perspective, how much of a boost did it give you guys, as well as the development team, having everybody all together playing in the grand finals today?
Senior Reigns might have to put on his best Keaton impersonation.
Oh, he's run
here.
Away.
Oh, sorry.
Away.
Yeah, it's actually getting pretty fresh down here, and he's a bit chilled, so he's gone for a quick shower. But, the dev group's been amazing for our senior group. And I think on the flip, our senior group's been amazing for the dev group, just purely through that support, standing out in front of the race, encouraging blokes to come back out, get around them inside the change rooms. Obviously, the dev boys have been pretty excited on the Geelong West Hill over the last couple of weeks in the pockets, and some fantastic moments. And it comes back to this connection piece. It's, like, you don't make them do that. You don't ask them to do that. They want to do that. And I guess that's been the bit that, I feel as a co-coach most proud of, is that we've got a group that's now sort of initiating and sort of treading their own path without necessarily having to be told to do it. And I think that's pretty powerful. And as I sort of have alluded to many times over this journey, it's just been this connection piece where there's been no barriers, and the boys have just really blended in and supported one another, and we've valued everything that the dev team has done as much as the dev team's valued everything the senior team's done.
And you touched on before the names like Ryan Pendlebury coming in and being really mature figures out on the ground. How much does that help you two as coaches working through various situations, especially in a high-pressured game like a grand final out there today, to be able to work through when it was wet, the game was on the line, there was pressured situations when you had run-ons? Talk to us about how you give them a lot of assistance to take that and run with it.
Oh, there's certainly a plan throughout the week that we speak about players. We speak about how the momentum will shift. We think about patterns of play for both Oppo and us. But to have, you know, not only Pennells has been super with his role, he's missed a large part of this year, but to get him back at the pointy end's been super. He's a leader, he's an assistant coach. And right alongside him, you've got Chipper, you've got Spraggy, proven senior players. And the connectedness of that back six has been super, or back seven, should I say. But to have Pennells back in particular has been super. You know, he comes over to us regularly throughout the game, giving us inputs, telling us from a player's perspective how it's rolling, how it's feeling. So it's, if, as a coach, to have someone like Pennells who's done it all before with his experience, those little pots of gold that he gives you from a player's perspective is really super, and it helps us identify actually how the game's feeling from a player point of view, and we can make some pivots beyond that. So, you know, Pennells, Chipper, Spraggy, Hammer Burke, there's just so many leaders at the back there, but Pennells has certainly been the one this year that has just given us lots of input to help us make some decisions.
Gentlemen, congratulations from us here at Carrick Football, but thank you for your support of us in 2025, especially Reigns, you over the journey since you've taken the role, but also as an assistant coach. We're wrapped for you, and I know you've got to turn your attention to the GRC and the Geelong Cup. We better get a blatant plug in for that on October Wednesday the 22nd.
Bang on, Kingy, and to the boys there and Birchie down here and Josh. Listen, just thanks for the support and the work that you guys do. It's fantastic, the commitment to community footy, and I think without you it'd be well and truly lost on many. So we're happy to play our part, but we're very, very grateful for what you do as well.
And Ben Bosley, Bozelli, Bosley, whatever we want to call you, Ben Bosley. Well done to you, Bose. Obviously you've had success as a player in this part of the world, and a couple of flags at Colac and district level with Birragara. We're wrapped for you as well. East Geelong still can't get the job done, but you've got to St Mary's and got the job done. Well done to you, and good timing right in the middle of the school holidays as well.
Thanks, lads. Yes, the wife knows that I might be missing for 4 days, but like Rain said, we appreciate all your work, and St Mary's is a super club, and I'm just happy to play my role within this great organisation.
See you in 2026.
Thanks, lads.
Well done.
Well done, boys.
Ben Bosley joining us there on K-Rock Footy.
40 Wings post-game interview.